The everyday things we do mean people on the other side of the world have an everyday battle to survive. The low-lying Kiribati Islands in the middle of the Pacific appear idyllic, but on the ground, it's a hellish kind of paradise. It looks like the aftermath of a tsunami, but this is normal because of climate change. Tebikenikora village was built on good land, but rising sea levels means it regularly floods. Mutas and her fellow islanders are the first real victims of global warming.
We have a house, like, it's not on the ground, but it's built up and the water coming through. And for me, I was worried, like, it's gonna fall and, like, all our stuff and everything's gonna be disappeared.
Their homes look more like boats than houses. Some predict the islands could be uninhabitable in just 20 years. But it's not just flooded homes that are leaving these islanders with a crisis. This whole area used to be great for growing coconut trees, vital for the economy and vital for the local diet. But now you can see salt water is everywhere. That's killing off the trees and leaving the people here with a whole new range of problems. At the island hospital, I met Aberetta. He's diabetic and has just had a leg amputated. A couple of decades ago, a handful of people had diabetes. Now, a fifth of the population has the illness. He tells me because crops no longer grow, the islands import food. Introduced to an unhealthy diet, he became addicted to sugar and got diabetes. Back in Tebikenikora, the tide's gone out. Before it returns, there are a few precious hours to rebuild homes. I'm taken to where the seawall has again collapsed. They're trying to shore it up, but know it's a battle they can't win.
We encouraged ourselves and we forced ourselves to rebuild the seawall and to make the seawall and to protect our land and the sea coast, and so we have to do it.
These islanders have done almost nothing to damage the environment. Yet, because of others, they are the world's first human casualties of climate change. Jonathan Samuels, Sky News, Kiribati.